So, when you think about AI, what pops into your head? Probably these giant, whirring data centers, right? All owned by the big tech companies. But what if I told you the next huge leap for AI isn't going to happen there? What if it's happening, I don't know, in your neighbor's souped-up gaming PC? Yeah, let's dig into how that could even be possible. Okay, but before we jump into that crazy future, we've got to talk about the biggest thing holding AI back today. And surprisingly, it's not about writing smarter code. It's much simpler. It's a raw power problem, a massive compute bottleneck. So right now, we're all living in the world you see on the left. It's this centralized model where just a handful of huge companies call all the shots. And what does that mean for us? Well, it means crazy high costs, and you basically have to just cross your fingers and trust them with all your data. The dream, though, is what you see on the right, a totally decentralized network, one that's open for everyone, way cheaper, and most importantly, actually private. And that's really the heart of the problem, isn't it? The best, most powerful AI is basically locked behind these massive corporate walls. It's super expensive, almost nobody can get access, and a few mega corporations are holding all the keys. And that specific problem is exactly what a brand new project is trying to blow wide open. So what's the solution? Well, let's talk about a project called Cocoon. And here it is, Cocoon. And its full name is actually pretty revealing: Confidential Compute Open Network. I mean, that pretty much tells you the whole story of what they're trying to do, right? So, to put it simply, think of Cocoon as a global marketplace for AI power. It's a decentralized network where AI jobs can get done without anyone snooping. And here's the kicker: it's all built on TON, that's the Open Network, which is the same blockchain that's super tightly woven into the Telegram messaging app. That's going to be important later. And listen, this isn't some pie-in-the-sky idea for 10 years from now. This was just unveiled, like just now, in late October 2025, by the top brass at Telegram and TON. The plan? They're aiming to launch and start bringing on developers and people with GPUs as early as this November. So yeah, this is happening, like right now.
Okay, so that all sounds cool, but how does it actually work? You know, who are the players here, and what's in it for everybody? Let's take a look under the hood at the Cocoon ecosystem.
At its core, it's pretty simple. It's a two-sided marketplace. It's like an Airbnb for computer power. On one side, you've got all these AI developers and engineers who are desperate for processing power to run their models. On the other side, well, that's people like you and me, or even companies, who have powerful GPUs, graphics cards, that are just sitting around doing nothing most of the time. Cocoon is the platform that brings them together.
And here's how the value flows. It's a neat little loop. First, developers need that AI compute power, so they pay for it using TON tokens. Then, the GPU owners provide that power, and what do they get? They earn those same TON tokens. And the end result for all of us, the users, we get to enjoy a new wave of AI apps that are actually private and secure.
Now this is the secret sauce. This is the magic trick. The whole promise hinges on your data being processed inside something called a secure enclave. Just think of it like a digital armored truck, a totally locked box. Even the person who physically owns the computer doing the work can't peek inside to see what's going on. Your data stays encrypted and totally confidential the whole way through. I mean, for privacy, that is an absolute game changer.
Okay, let's be real. A project this ambitious could easily launch and just disappear, right? But Cocoon has this massive, almost unfair, advantage. It's not starting from zero. It's being parachuted directly into the massive, thriving ecosystem of TON and Telegram.
I like to think of it as this power trinity. You've got the social layer, Telegram, with its billion-plus users. That's your audience. Then you have the crypto layer, TON's blockchain handling all the payments securely. And now you add the AI layer, Cocoon, providing all that decentralized compute. It's that combination that could make this thing so incredibly disruptive.
And when I say the ecosystem is thriving, I'm not kidding. The growth is just staggering. Get this: in 2024 alone, more than 36 million new wallets were created on TON. That's a 55 times increase. It's just an absolutely explosive rate of adoption.
And you might be thinking, yeah, but can they actually get normal people to use this stuff? Need some proof? There's this super simple game on Telegram called Hamster Combat. It pulled in 200 million players in 3 months. That's not just a user base. It's a built-in viral distribution channel that almost no one else in tech has.
And look, it's not just fun and games either. We're talking about real economic activity. There is over $1.4 billion worth of the stablecoin USDT circulating on the TON network right now.
That makes it the fastest growing asset in Tether's entire history. So yeah, people are already trusting this network with serious money.
Okay, so the ecosystem is huge, the tech is really cool, but let's bring it back down to earth. What does this all mean for you? Like, can you actually get in on this?
I mean, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? You've got that nice gaming PC, that powerful GPU you use for video editing or whatever. Could you just flip a switch when you're done for the day and have it start earning you crypto by powering this new AI network?
Well, the answer is, it's a bit complicated. There's the promise, and then there's the reality. The promise is, yeah, you can monetize your idle GPU. The reality, you're going to need a really high-end card. We're talking 24 gigs of VRAM or more. The promise is, you can earn TON crypto rewards. The reality is, a ton of people are going to try this, and all that competition could crush your earnings. And the biggest reality check of all goes back to that privacy thing. The secure enclave, that's the dream. But the tech to actually do that on regular consumer GPUs, it's just not really there yet. That's a major hurdle.
And hey, don't just take my word for it. This isn't just me being skeptical. Here's a quote from someone on Reddit who really gets into the weeds on this stuff. They said, "As a host owner, I can simply dump VRAM and privacy ends there." Basically, without that true hardware-level security, a smart GPU owner could probably find a way to see the data. So that whole privacy promise, it's very much a work in progress.
So what's the bottom line for the average person? For now, you should think of this as a moonshot. It's a really exciting, super speculative opportunity, but right now it's really for the hardcore tech enthusiasts, the people who have the monster hardware and aren't afraid to take a big risk.
All right, so let's zoom back out. Forget about whether you're going to plug in your own PC for a second. Let's think bigger. What could a network like Cocoon mean for the entire future of AI?
Honestly, the potential here is just massive. Think about it. This could unlock a whole new wave of AI applications that we can finally trust with sensitive stuff, like our medical records or legal documents. It could slash the costs for startups trying to compete. It could genuinely democratize access to AI, wrestling control away from big tech and building a whole new economy for AI services, all running on crypto.
And that brings us right back to where we started. Cocoon is a really bold experiment. It's a massive bet that the center of the AI universe can shift away from those corporate data centers and into a distributed network of regular computers in our homes, in our offices. Look, it's a huge gamble, but if it pays off, it could change everything. So, is the next AI revolution happening in a data center, or is it happening in your living room? I guess we're all about to find out.